This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. James Phantom Lord Vega has sued Twitch TV for suspending him from their platform. In turn, this has affected his revenue. Joining me to explain the details of this case and to give an update is his attorney, Bill Quinlan. Thanks for joining me, Bill.
Happy to be here.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get into becoming an attorney?
My dad was a lawyer for a long time. He was the city attorney of Chicago. Then he was a judge for a long time. And I grew up with my sister and him. It was sort of all we knew. And it sort of seemed like the next best thing after college. It was either get a job or continue to go to law school. And so I did that and got hired by a large law firm and then decided to go out and do God's work on my own and started a firm after working for the government for a little bit, and I'm here now.
Well, the reason I have you on is because you have a very interesting client. He goes by the name of Phantom Lord. Could you tell me a little bit about his case?
Sure. James Varga, otherwise known as Phantom Lord, is a streamer and is a video game player. He started out playing League of Legends, then went to play CSGO, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, was a large streamer originally on Own3D, brought over to Twitch, became at a time their largest streamer. Twitch went ahead and banned him, and James, based on the contract that he had with Twitch, eventually, after going back and forth trying to see if we can resolve this, filed a lawsuit against Twitch saying, you threw me off, you shouldn't have thrown me off, you didn't follow, one, the terms of my contract, and two, you told me I could do certain things for a certain period of time, and now you're kind of going back on. I mean, there's numerous other counts, but that's sort of the 40,000-foot level of what his complaints are.
That's a mouthful, so let's dissect it.
Sure.
So why was James banned specifically? Because sometimes their TOS at Twitch, it's very vague. So what was he banned for?
So, well, that is literally probably now the million-dollar question. Originally, at the time, when we were sort of in the moment, he didn't know, or at least they didn't tell him. He had been suspended before. He then was told by some Twitch people that there was some fraudulent subscribers that he believed were following him, or they believed were following him, which he didn't have any control over. And then later, when we got into the sort of the throes of the case, or shortly before, we were told that he violated the terms of service agreement and that there was some issue over what I'll call non-gaming content, and some of it had to do with gaming, which James was told that he could gamble or talk about non-gaming content or gambling content for 30 minutes at a time, and he asked numerous questions about it. Now that is basically what Twitch is saying was the reason for his ban.
Okay, so here's another question for you, because I'm confused.
Sure.
About his contract. Was he an employee? Was it the user contract, like when you use Twitch, or was he an outside contractor? I mean, what was the nature of the contract?
You sound like you went to law school, one. Two, so you have a terms of service agreement that if I sign up to Twitch, right, that I have to click on and agree to. So putting that aside is everyone. Streamers like James, or at least I can only really speak to James, but it's my understanding that streamers like James will sign a separate contract with Twitch that will lay out his rights and obligations. James had a contract with Twitch that is separate and distinct from the terms of service agreement.
Wow. So they were kind of, they had him on there. Who else had a contract? Ninja had a contract.
I suspect Ninja had a contract, yes.
Yeah, he was a high-profiled streamer then, man.
I think James, at the time he was banned, was the number one streamer on Twitch. He had a million followers. He had, I think, 16 or 18,000 subscribers. And then somewhere, I mean, some crazy amount of views at one time.
Okay. So, and Twitch is also countersuing.
They are.
For what? I really can't figure out why would they could countersue at all.
Well, I mean, we fought wars over people's rights to countersue and to sue. They're suing for breach of contract, which is terms of service and their agreement. They're also suing for a technical, what they call negligent misrepresentation, which is James said, according to them, look, I'm going to follow the rules, and I didn't, I mean, to make it simple. And they're saying, oh, they relied upon him following the rules, and he didn't. Then they also have what I'll say is the typical fraud count, saying that he told them certain things that weren't true, e.g., hey, I'm going to follow the rules, and as a result, they were harmed. Those are the four counts, if you will, that they're suing for.
This is a whole new area when it comes to esports. This isn't the first time a player was kind of backed into a corner and had to sue. Tfue, he was a player, part of a Team FaZe, and he signed contracts.
I know Tfue is. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
He signed these really bad contracts. Do you think going into the future, people are going to have to take esports more seriously because of the money involved?
I think so. If you know, kind of looking at how this is the same, if you go back to recording artists that signed contracts, like, I mean, I'll show my age, though he's much older than me. You know, Springsteen signed a contract that he later had to sue to get out of, and that he had issues because he was a young person at the time that was doing incredibly well. The first contract wasn't as great. When he got to a point where he had some economic leverage, he, you know, as the story goes, and I don't know this firsthand, obviously, signed a new contract. I do think that, you know, as esports and as streaming develop, you're going to see, you know, more streamers recognizing what they do for the platform and what sort of economic leverage or what they bring to the proverbial table. And they'll either seek the advice of people that can tell them, here's what you should ask for and shouldn't ask for, or they will have a better understanding because more of it will be public, like in cases like James's or Phantom Lords.
Now, one of the things I've noticed when it comes to streamers like Tfue and Phantom Lord, these guys obviously don't even know where to start. Some will get an agent, some will get like a marketing crew. What should they look out for specifically? Like, is there a name you can Google to like, oh, I need an ex-lawyer?
If I could do my profession, I get the benefit. It never hurts to obviously consult a lawyer. The issue with many of these people is when they first start, right, they're not making a lot of money, and there's cost to that, and it's trying to find the right lawyer, meaning somebody that has some understanding in the industry and understands the rights and, you know, rights that you have and what you can get, no different than hiring an agent in professional sports, not to mention can explain what your rights and obligations are. If you're signing a contract, what does that mean? So getting a lawyer is obviously a great thing. Someone who understands sort of the back and forth of esports would obviously be helpful. And someone that understands what you as a streamer are doing, depending on the game you're playing or what kind of, I'll say, economic leverage, but, you know, what kind of benefits do you give to Twitch or to, I forget the name of the Microsoft platform off the top of my head, but that one or other ones that are out there, so you know, like anything else, you can have a fair negotiation where you understand what you bring to the table, they understand what they're bringing to the table, and you can try and reach a fair resolution, because at the end of the day, that's all you're really trying to do is come up to be fair.
Before I let you go, and if you can, could you give an update on James's case? Like, where is he right now?
We just had a ruling. Twitch had in their contract with James, and I suspect it's in others, but in fact, I believe they said it was in others. They have what they call limitation of liability, meaning if you sue them, the most you can get, and James in this case, and I think it's consistent with others, is $50,000. We challenged that, saying that that is unconscionable is the legal term, saying that it, you know, it doesn't bear any relation to the actual James's case as far as how much money is at issue or could be at issue, and you would be foreseeable. And second, based upon the fact that he was young, wasn't a lawyer, didn't have those relationships, that it was almost what they call a contract of adhesion, meaning like you had to take it. You didn't realize your rights. You know, basically what we talked about before, you didn't know what your value was in order to negotiate this. And the judge has recently, I think it was Friday, yeah, so a week ago, threw that out and said that the limitation of liability is void. So that means that we can proceed with our lawsuit, and, you know, assuming we can prove our damages, we're not capped or limited by $50,000.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for joining me. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find it at www.quinlanfirm.com, which is our website, and I appreciate you having me. I really enjoy it. Thank you.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.